Track 3. A sustainable Camden that adapts to a growing population. Camden faces increasing environmental challenges over the next decade, including a growing population. Locally, a bigger population will mean more residents, businesses and visitors needing more space for buildings, increasing energy use and the prospect of more traffic. We will need to work together to manage the social, health, economic and educational infrastructure to support our growing population. Climate change is affecting us all and urgent action needs to be taken. We are committed to working towards a sustainable Camden that adapts to a growing population while protecting, promoting and enhancing our environment. Protecting the environment for us and for future generations. Our goal is to make Camden a low-carbon and low-waste borough by 2012. Why this issue is important? Climate change is an urgent priority and public services in Camden are committed to doing our fair share to reduce emissions of carbon dioxide, the main climate change gas, in line with national targets. Over half of Camden's climate change gases come from businesses and a quarter from homes. All of us need to consider how we reduce our, in quotes, carbon footprint. But protecting, promoting and enhancing the environment is a wider concern than climate change. And it is up to us all to make sure that we use natural resources wisely, reduce, reuse and recycle our waste, protect plants and wildlife and reduce pollution. We need to make it easier for people to reduce their impact on the environment. What is already being done? For several years, we have performed well at reducing waste and recycling. In 2006, our recycling rate of 27% was the highest in Inner London. The borough is also reducing traffic levels, which have fallen by over 20% since 1993, through, for example, parking controls. The council offers grants to residents in all types of housing to improve the energy efficiency of their homes and has saved the equivalent energy of heating 3,900 homes through insulating and glazing in its own housing stock. Camden schools are helping children and young people to lead sustainable lifestyles, for example by involving them in the design of their school environment. Here are some of the specific aims we are working towards. Making council-owned housing more energy efficient, increasing the amount of waste recycled or composted, reducing the amount of waste collected per resident, reducing levels of traffic. What people have told us. During the consultation, we received a lot of comments on environmental issues. People think climate change is a significant issue and want to play their part and for the council and its partners to lead the way locally. People wanted businesses to get more involved in protecting the environment. Opinion is divided between whether we should use penalties or incentives, but crucially, people want it to be easier for everyone to do their bit. What the council and its partners will do. Reduce carbon emissions and waste from their buildings and services in line with national targets. Make it easier for residents and businesses to protect the environment, including reducing, reusing and recycling their waste. Reducing their carbon footprint. Encourage all developments and growth to be sensitive to the environment, including open spaces, local character and the natural environment. As low carbon and low waste as possible, and overall, to promote sustainable development. Explore how major developments could generate heat and power for surrounding areas. Reduce pollution from transport through both traffic reduction and the use of cleaner vehicles, including the promotion of walking, cycling and public transport. How local people can contribute. Reducing the amount of energy and water used in the home. Walking, cycling and using public transport, including for the school run. Reducing waste and recycling more. Shopping locally. Using trains rather than planes where possible. The Eurostar will be on our doorstep from November 2007. If you are a business, taking action to reduce your impact on the environment. Working together to manage a growing population. Our goal is to manage growth so that it works positively for Camden. Why this issue is important. Camden's resident population is expected to increase by 10% between now and 2016, if current trends continue. Not everyone welcomes that prospect. Up to 30% of Camden's current households are overcrowded, compared with 7% nationally, and demand for all types of social housing, supported housing and residential services outstrips supply. This affects families' health and well-being and impacts on young people's educational attainment. Having affordable housing is a top priority for people in the borough, including those on average incomes. We need to plan for an even larger population so that our infrastructure, services and housing can rise to the challenge of these increasing demands. What is already being done? The redevelopment of King's Cross will provide 1,700 new homes, including 750 affordable homes and 650 student units. But most new housing comes through redeveloping existing sites and buildings. Existing sites have already been redeveloped for mixed-use development, for example housing and business, and for family-sized accommodation. The council supports people to move to smaller homes and has developed supported housing for children leaving care and vulnerable teenagers. To upgrade the council's own housing stock, proposals are being developed linked to wider regeneration work which focuses on decent places. At the Chalcotts estate in Swiss Cottage, there is already a £144 million private finance scheme. The council is also looking at under-occupation and overcrowding to get better use of existing council housing. Here are some of the specific aims we are working towards. Increasing the provision of affordable housing and making supported housing work better for everyone. Improving the quality and availability of social housing. Bringing empty properties back into use. Preventing homelessness. What people have told us. Housing was one of the most common issues raised in the consultation. Many people were concerned about a growing population, particularly about a lack of affordable housing and the need for more family accommodation. Some people were unwilling to have development in their own area, and others wanted existing residents to have priority over new residents. What the council and its partners will do. Work to meet housing challenges in the borough for all types of housing in terms of supply, affordability and mix of sizes, including through planning policies in the council's forthcoming local development framework. Ensure all developments are high quality, sustainable and sensitively designed with an appropriate mix of uses and supported by social and economic infrastructure including employment, health centres, leisure, retail, community and education facilities and waste disposal. Work with tenants to raise the standard of social housing across the borough and regenerate individual estates. Establish a council-led partnership with registered social landlords and other housing players to jointly tackle housing supply and related issues, such as community safety and energy efficiency. How local people can contribute. Using local services and community and other neighbourhood facilities. Considering offering to rent a spare room or moving to smaller accommodation if, for example, your family circumstances have changed. Being open-minded about housing that may be outside of the borough. If you are a landlord, bringing your empty properties back into use. End of track 3.